Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Japan Top 10. This is our indie artist interview episode. We have two artists featured today. We have the band Yoake no Ban, and we have our independent artist, Rio. I'm your host, Edward.
And I'm Dean.
Let's get into it. Japan Top 10.
From October 2020, episodes in the Indie Artist Interview series will be released in its entirety. And full versions will be released for all listeners, regardless of whether they are a Patreon donor or not. Patreon donors, including Patreon-based donors, will continue to receive these episodes without any announcements and/or ads.
So, Dean, you interviewed a band, Yoake no Ban. Tell us a little bit about what that was like.
Okay, so Yoake no Ban are a vocal guitar duo. Two voices, one guitar. Husband and wife, as I discovered.
Ooh,
yes,
cool.
Yes, they weren't husband and wife before they actually started the band. So,
That's interesting. Love brought them together.
Yeah, I know.
With the power of music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ah, fantastic.
So they're based in Osaka in Western Japan. Their act is actually based around storytelling and music. So they tell a story interspersed with songs. Rather than songs interspersed with story. But I'll let them tell a little bit more about that. It was really interesting to talk to them. They weren't confident with their English, so I conducted the interview in Japanese and added translation later. So the format is going to be a little bit different to what our listeners are used to. How did your interview go?
They went really well. I just want to say, though, Dean, you are a powerhouse, and it's so... thank you so much for translating and putting in all that extra work, because I know that can't be easy. So kudos to you, my good sir.
Thank you. It's good practice for me.
Absolutely. My interview with Rio was great. We had a ton of fun. We got some laughs. We also learned a bit about what it's like to produce music in quarantine, because that's kind of where she's at right now. So Rio is based in Saitama, but what she's doing right now currently is she's a solo act. So she was in a bunch of bands before this, and now she's decided to go solo, which is great. And I think that's actually funny enough, in a way, being in quarantine and then being a solo act, it kind of makes it a little bit easier because you can just produce it all yourself and do it all. So it's kind of like a nice little synergy there. Not that quarantine's a good thing, but anyway, and she's got all the skills to back it up. I mean, she produces, she writes, she plays the guitar, and she sings, and she has like drum machines, and she's so talented.
Wow.
And it was just a real treat to talk with her. And the music that she produces, it's like right in my wheelhouse. It's very dark, very ambient, slightly emo. She's got like J-rock, indie pop.
Nice.
Some EDM stuff. Now she's getting a little more dancey and doing some EDM, which is like super cool. And it's great. So I really can't wait for everyone to hear her tracks and talk about her interview and get a bit more into the lyrics and the inspirations and all that stuff. It's going to be a really eye-opening interview. So,
well, you've got me. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I can't wait to hear yours.
But before we continue, we're going to have a few announcements.
Mm.
We now have an Instagram page.
Woo!
Follow us at JapanTop_10 for the latest news on the Japanese music industry and much more.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners from around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at japantop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
We are now on Amazon Music!
Woo!
Search us up there and give us a listen on there via their podcast page.
Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and is looking to be featured on our podcast? reach out to our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at Haley, that's H-A-Y-L-E-Y, at jtop10.jp. We may feature you on a future episode. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
Want to hear this episode announcement ad-free? Consider joining our Patreon Donors Club, starting at just $1 a month. Visit jtop10.jp/club for the details on all the great benefits of being a part of our Patreon Club.
Looking to join our podcast?
Yes.
We are currently on the lookout. We are currently on the lookout for a new on-air host to join our team. If you think you have what it takes, visit jtop10.jp/join to find out more information on how you can apply.
Like we did.
Absolutely. We jumped through all of the hoops and now we're here.
Here we are, hitting the big time.
Yeah. So, Dean, do you want to jump into your interview?
Yes, I'll give a little bit of background on the band before we get into it. So, Yoake no Ban is a two-piece band consisting of Mikuri Amasaki and Daisuke Hanai, who goes by the name of Non-Sugar. I didn't actually ask him why he was called Non-Sugar.
Ah, we'll have to have him back and find out.
Their music is a mix of narrative and lyrics. Non-Sugar is on vocal and guitar. He was born in Hiroshima Prefecture. He started playing the guitar in high school, live on the street. He formed a rock band and was releasing original songs when he was a college student. And that's when he became known as Non-Sugar. But we don't know why he became known as Non-Sugar, so we will have to have him back.
Mm-hmm.
Mikuri Amasaki is from Osaka, and she started in bands from junior high school as a vocalist, and later on she was a guitarist in a psychedelic band playing around live venues in Osaka. She is also active in modeling and designing, and currently the duo are recording a new CD, which will be available in spring. But they might tell you a little bit more about it in the interview, which is coming up now. Japan Top 10. Today, I'm joined by Mikuri and Non-Sugar from Yoake no Ban. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Who or what inspired you to start making music?
日本のミュージシャンの尾崎豊の曲をよく聴いてて、ここからギターを持って歌おうっていうふうに思ってやり始めました。
I often used to listen to songs by a Japanese musician called Yutaka Ozaki, and they inspired me to pick up a guitar and start singing.
私は日本の NHK っていう国営放送テレビの番組の 子供に向けて歌をお姉さんが歌を歌ったりする番組があるんです。その番組お母さんと一緒っていう番組なんですけど、お母さんと一緒の歌のお姉さんを見て、私もあんな風に上手に歌を歌えたらなって思って、そこからいろんな音楽に興味が湧いてこれからやってみようかなって思いました。 5歳とか。
I used to watch a children's television program called お母さんと一緒 on the NHK National Television Network. I saw the girl who regularly sang songs on the program and thought that I wanted to be able to sing as well as she does. And from there, I gained an interest in all kinds of music and thought about becoming a musician in the future. I was about 5 years old at the time. What do you enjoy most when you are creating music?
私たちはライブをするときに物語を読むんです。お話を作って曲と曲の間の MC の部分で物語を読むんですけど、作ったお話を。その時に合わせて次に歌う曲を悲しい物語だったら悲しい風に歌うんですよ。嬉しいお話だったら嬉しい風に歌うんですけど、それでライブをするときに一つの曲でも
When we perform live, I read a story. We create a story and I read it in between our songs instead of introducing the next song. The way that we play the songs depends on the story. If it is a sad story, then we play each song in a sad way. And if it is a happy story, then we sing in a happy way. So we have different arrangements of each song to match the feeling of the stories. That's what I find interesting. So Yoake no Ban's shows are not just musical. They're like a theatrical performance.
朗読しながら進めていくっていう形で、まあ、30分のステージだったら、6曲の間に1つのお話が終わるという形になります。
Our show is based around storytelling, so a 30-minute performance will consist of 6 songs interspersed with one story from beginning to end.
ライブを見る人にはミュージカルなのとか演劇をしてるのとかあとシンガーソングライターなのとかいろんな風に言われることが多いんですけど私たちは自分たちのこと歌を歌う人ですっていう風に言うんですけどそういう感じで見てもらうことが多いですお客さんに
People who come to see our shows often ask us all sorts of questions like Are you performing a musical? Or is it a drama performance? Or are you singer-songwriters? We describe ourselves as singers,But we are seen in many different ways by our audience. Do you draw inspiration from poems, books, TV, or other media?
今回あの
Get You 元気
のコンピレーションに参加した曲の春のことっていう曲は日本の小説家の
谷崎潤一郎という
小説家がいるんですけど人の春金賞っていう小説から僕がインスピレーションを受けてそこから詩を書いて曲にしました
The song that we contributed to the Get Your Genki compilation 春のこと is inspired by a book called 春金賞 by the Japanese writer 潤一郎谷崎 How would you describe your music?
アコースティックデュオユニットアコースティックって言いますけど曲によってちょっとロックだったりプログレッシブだったりするので難しいです、
We are an acoustic duo. We say acoustic, but sometimes we are quite rocky or progressive, depending on the song, so it's difficult to say.
ライブの時は世にも小さな音楽劇団と言っています。
At our shows, we describe ourselves as the smallest musical theater group in the world. What has been the best advice you have been given?
珍しいことをしているので、こうした方がいいよとかはあまり言われなくて、みんなびっくりして何も言えなくなっちゃうことが多いです。あまりなので言われたことがないです。
We're doing something unusual, so we don't often have advice given to us.People are usually surprised by what we do and have nothing to say. That's the common reaction, so we haven't received any advice.
こういうのが聞きたいなっていうのはありますね。その物語を作ってるんで、こういう風な物語を作ってみてほしいなとかはあって。
Because we create stories, sometimes people tell us what kind of stories they would like to hear.
リクエストみたいなはありますね、確かに。例えば、難しい話をした時だったら次はなんかシンデレラみたいに分かりやすいお話がいいなとか言われることはあります
Sometimes we get requests For example, after we told a complex story someone said that next time they would like to hear a story that's easier to understand Something like Cinderella If you were talking to a younger version of you What advice would you give yourself
アドバイスじゃないけど夜明けの晩を始めた時はただのお友達だったんですけど、初めてやっていくうちに結婚したんですよだからこの人と結婚するよって言います あなたの運命の人はこの人よってなんか言います私は
This isn't advice But when we started 夜明けの晩 together we were just friendsBut as we worked together, we ended up getting married. So I would tell my younger self that this is the man that you're going to marry. I would tell myself that this is the person that you're destined to be with.
僕は一人で音楽活動をしてきたんで、なんか結構こう視野が狭い感じで活動してたと思うんで、もっとなんか広 広い視野を持ってやっていたらいいかな。そしたらいい人に出会えるよ。まあ出会っていますけど。
I started out playing music by myself, and I had quite a narrow perspective when it came to playing music. So I think that I could have broadened my horizons a bit more, so that I could meet someone nice. I've met her now. What has been your most memorable performance to date?
お客さんが泣いたことがあったね。私たちの歌を聴いて泣いたお客さんがいて、音楽が良くて泣いてたのか、そのお客さんが自分の生活と重ねて泣いたのかわからないんですけど、泣いたお客さんが2人か3人いて、みんなすぐ帰っちゃったから、なんで泣いてたのかわからないんです
。 Once we had some audience members crying while we were singingThere were two or three people who were crying, but we never found out whether they reacted to the music or whether the song reflected their lives because they left straight away.
一つ出番が前のミュージシャンがお酒で酔っ払って寝ちゃって、私がお話を読んでる時にすごくいびきっていびきの音が聞こえてきて、みんな
There was one time when a musician who had performed on stage before us got drunk and fell asleep. And while I was reading our story, he started snoring really loudly, and everyone began sniggering.
We were live をしている時は、なんかその物語に入り込んでやっているんで、結構笑ったりすることってないんですけど、その時はなんか笑ってしまう。
Usually when we perform, we really get into the story and we don't normally laugh or smile, but we laughed that time.
毎回ライブをする時に物語は書き下ろしで一本ずつ作ってやるんですけど。
We create a story for every show that we do. So you create a new story each time you perform.The songs are the same, but the stories are different.
そうですね。物語を書いていく中で、どの曲をチョイスしようかっていうのも考えて、6曲決めて、それでライブに挑んでいく形なので、だから毎回違うお話をするので、この演目が面白かったよねっていうのは、2人で話したりはよくしています。
Yes, we think about which songs to include as the story is written.The story is different every time we play a show, so we often look back and talk about the stories that we've enjoyed. So each performance that you give is completely different.
同じお客さんが毎回来ても毎回楽しいように全部新しくしてます。全部来る人がいるんです、ライブに。全部来て、今日は良かったよとか、今日は悲しかったねって感想を言って帰る人がいるので、毎回違います。
We make it new so that the same people can come every time and enjoy our shows. We have people who come to every show that we do. They come to every show and tell us what they thought of it before they go home. So we make each show different for them. Now we're going to listen to one of your songs, Oyasumi Nasai. What can you tell us about the song?
日本の画家に奥川直也っていう画家がいるんです。僕の友達の画家がいて、はい、彼のおやすみなさいっていう絵を見て、そこから僕が描き下ろしたんですけど、うん、その絵の中の女の子が日本の手話でおやすみなさいっていう風にしてて、世界を見ているっていう絵なんですけど、そこから全てのものが眠りにつくっていう印象を僕が受けて、そのおやすみなさいっていう意味の中にレクイエムとグッドナイトっていう意味を込めて作りました。
I have a friend called Naoya Okugawa who is an artist. I wrote this song after seeing one of his artworks which is titled Good Night. There is a girl in the picture who is looking over the world and making the sign for good night in Japanese sign languageThe picture gave me the impression that all things sleep. And in the song, I try to invoke the feeling that good night can be something you say to someone who is going to sleep, but also to someone who has died. Let's listen to Oyasumi Nasai by Yoake no Ban from 2019. Who are your major influences?
私は2組いて、1つは戸川純という方。戸川純さんは女性でアイドルなのか芸術家なのかアクトレスなのかっていう不思議な感じの女の人で。
I have two. One is Jun Togawa. She is an enigmatic woman who could be called an idol.An artist or an actress.
それとタマというバンドがいて、ちょっと変なバンドで、アコースティックのバンドだけど、プログレッシブだったり、ちょっとお化けが出てくるみたいな怖い感じの雰囲気もあったり、不思議なバンドなんです。でも2組とも私が生まれる前にヒットメーカーだった人です。80年代と90年代の間ぐらいの人です。私はその2組が。
The second one is a band called Tama, who are quite strange. They are an acoustic band, but sometimes they can be progressive, and sometimes their music can be quite scary and ghostly. Both artists were hit makers before I was born, around the 80s and 90s.
僕はなんか日本のロックバンドをたくさん10代の時は聴いてて、
はい、
バンプオブチキンとかアナログフィッシュとかフジファブリロストインタイムそんな感じのバンドをよく聴いてました。
When I was in my teens, I listened to a lot of Japanese rock bands like Bump of Chicken, Analog Fish, Fuji Fabric and Lost in Time. I listened to a lot of bands like that.If you were to choose three Japanese songs that influenced you, what would they be?
私童謡が好きなんですけど、小さい秋見つけたがまず一つ目に好きです。ちょっと怖い感じで、ちょっと怖いのが子供の時にドキドキってして聞いたのをすごく覚えてます。
I like children's songs and my first song is called 小さい秋見つけた。The song is a bit creepy and I clearly recall listening to it when I was a child and feeling a bit scared.
で、あとはじゃあさっき言ったタマからいっぱい曲出してるから迷うけど、夜のドンチョーという曲があって、夜のドンチョーっていうのがステージのカーテンのことだから、夜のカーテンが降りてくるっていう曲が好きです。
The next one is by the band I just mentioned, TamaI know lots of their songs, so it's hard to choose, but there is one called Yoru no Doncho. Yoru means night, and Doncho is the curtain on a stage. So it is about the curtain of the night coming down.
あともう一人言った戸川純さんの好き好き大好きっていう曲が好きです。
I also like a song by Jun Togawa called 好き好き大好き。
一曲は夜明けの晩のそのルーツになった曲が一曲あって、それも童謡なんですけど、カゴメカゴメっていう曲があって、日本の遊びの中で歌われる歌で、その中に夜明けの晩にっていう歌詞が出てきて、
My first song is where we get our band name from. It's a children's song called カゴメカゴメ and is sung as part of a children's game in JapanIn the lyrics to the song, the words 夜明けの晩 appear.
それは大切な歌だね。
それは大切な歌、ね。
That's an important song for us.
さっき言ってたバンドの中には入ってなかったんですけど、おとぎ話っていう日本のバンドがいて、そのバンドのコスモスっていう曲が好きで、よく口ずさんでる。
I didn't mention them in my influences, but I like a song called Cosmos by a band called Otogi Banashi.And I often find myself singing it.
アナログフィッシュの No Rain,
No Rainbow
っていう曲が好きです。
And I like a song by Analog Fish called No Rain, No Rainbow. What genres or songs have you been listening to recently?
最近はアニメよく見てるから、アニメの歌をテレビでアニメを見てると、はい、オープニングとエンディングに曲が流れるのを覚えて歌ってます。
Recently, I've been watching a lot of anime and I've learned to sing a lot of the opening and closing songs of the anime I see on TV. What kind of songs?
ポケットモンスターとかあと、鬼滅の刃って流行ってますか？
ポケモン and、Is Kimetsu no Yaiba popular over there? Yes, it's very popular.
この間までアニメ見てたので、鬼滅の刃の歌もカラオケで歌うために練習したりしました。
I watched Kimetsu no Yaiba and I practiced the theme song so that I could sing it at karaoke.
家で大きいスピーカーで流してます。
We play it through big speakers at home.
懐かしいアニメの歌とかも流してます。はい。
We also play nostalgic anime songs at home.
一緒の聞いてます。
I've been listening to the same songs. Personally, do you like vinyl records, cassettes, CDs, or downloads?
私は CD が好きです。
CD?
CD の歌詞カードを読むのが楽しいので、CD ジャケットも飾ったり並べたりしたいし、買って電車でこう帰るときにこうやってちょっとだけ見たりするのが楽しいです。歌詞カード読んでこの曲気になるなとか思ったりするのがやっぱワクワクするので。
I like CDs. I enjoy reading the lyric card and displaying and arranging the CD covers. I also enjoy looking at it on the train on the way home after buying it. It's exciting to read the lyrics and think about what the songs sound like. You don't get that excitement from downloads.
便利だけど、タイトルが覚えられないです。
They're convenient, but I can't remember the song titles.
結構勝手に流れてくる
し、ね、そう、勝手に流れてくるから。
They just play automatically.How are you coping with 2020-2021?
新しい物語をいつも書くので、ライブは1ヶ月1本しかやってないんです。1回なくなったら2ヶ月空いちゃうので、ライブが すごく少なかったよね。
Usually, we only play once a month because we need to create new stories. And if one of our shows is cancelled, then we have a gap of 2 months between performances. So we haven't played much at all.
せっかく書いたのに、ライブしちゃダメってなって、できなかった物語もあるんです。でも、ファンの人はそれを見たかったなーって言ってくれるので、今年はどんどんやっていく年にしようと思っています。
We also have stories that have been written but couldn't perform because we're not allowed to play live. We have fans who were looking forward to hearing our new stories. So we're hoping to make this year a year.Where we can play lots of shows.
去年の3月のやつを今年の3月にやります。
This March, we will be performing the show that we were supposed to do in March last year. What is the situation with live venues in Japan during the pandemic?
お客さんの人数を減らして開催したり、ステージの前に
ビニールの透明なシートで、あとはお客さんの間にもビニールシートがあったり。
Some places have reopened with restrictions on the number of customers. Some places have a transparent plastic sheet at the front of the stage, and some places have plastic sheets between customers.
日本は場所によって決まってるルールが違って、私たちは大阪に住んでるんですけど、大阪はライブが夜の9時までに終わらなきゃいけないので、平日には全然みんなライブに来れないんです。だって仕事が終わって7時から始まったら2時間しかないので、ライブが全然できない。ミュージシャンもお仕事があったら出ない人が増えちゃって、潰れちゃうライブハウスもあったり。
There are different restrictions in different parts of Japan. Where we live, in Osaka, live performances have to finish at 9 p.m. So not many people can come to see a show on a weeknight. If a show starts at 7 p.m, then there's only 2 hours. And many musicians who have day jobs can't play live because of this. A lot of live venues have also closed down. We're going to play one more song before we finish, and it is Joseto.What can you tell me about this song?
もともと津川まりなっていう絵描きが書いていた一つの文章から僕はインスピレーションを広げて、それと太宰治と組み合わせて、それで作ったんですけど。
I was originally inspired by a piece of writing by the artist Marina Tsugawa, and I connected it with the work of Osamu Dazai and wrote the song. Let's listen to Joseto by Yoake no Ban from 2019.Thank you very much for your time today.
ありがとうございました。
雨降り咲かせた地下鉄、アジサイ山の色。おしゃべり壁でボンすい込んだ始まりをひねった白猫は月が綺麗ねって嘘ついて生かされてるだけだよって嘆きました嘆く聞こえる土砂降りサイレン消せない彩り新月閉じ込めたおしまいをねじった白猫は海に沈みゆく涙さえ美しい人生かしらで震えました辿ったテーブル思惑面白い透明かげろを見つめた3年経って 猫は月が綺麗なって嘘ついて生かされてるだけだよって笑いました。雨がさ咲かせた土砂降り紫陽花消せないおしゃべり。
Awesome.
Back in the room.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Dean, fun fact, actually, we just both learned this about each other. We're both church musicians in different religious factions, but we're both musicians, actually, nonetheless, because Dean, you are a church musician for a synagogue,
yes,
right?
That's right. Yes.
Yep. And I work for United Church, but I do a bunch of musical stuff. But we're both musicians, full stop, religious stuff aside.
Yeah.
It's actually really interesting, though, that both Nonsugar and Mikuri Yamasaki, they both started in junior high playing music and stuff. Dean, when you were in high school, were you in like bands and stuff like that?
I was, yeah. And actually, like Nonsugar, I actually started out playing on the street. I was a busker for many years. Yeah.
Cool.
But in high school, I played in bands. Bass is my first instrument.
Mm.
And then when I started playing on the street, I realized I couldn't plug in my amplifier for the bass guitar, so I actually took up the acoustic guitar. And that's what...
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, yes, I played in a lot of bands when I was in high school.
That's so cool. I love that.
How about you?
Yeah, for me, piano is my first instrument. It's my first love and always will be. I started when I was 3. Now I'm 33, so 30 years of fun.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, and our next artist that I had my interview with, Rio, she, in the interview, talked a bit about this, but she started with piano as well, kind of abandoned it, as some people are wont to do, which, fair enough, not for everyone, but then she did pick up the guitar later on in high school. So it's actually kind of interesting that a bunch of these artists that end up releasing music and all that stuff, they start with something in high school that kind of, like, gets the fire underneath them, and then they go out and they become artists,
yeah,
which I think is super cool. So, yeah, please enjoy this interview with Rio.
Yay!
Japan Top 10!
Hello, it's your host, Edward. I am here today with our lovely indie artist, Rio. Yay!
Hello, yay! Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being on our show. We're so glad that you could be here today. Mm-hmm. I know right now in Toronto, currently, we're filming this. Oh, my goodness. Podcasting. Technically, we are on film. We are on Zoom right now. Hi.
Hi.
But this is an audio medium, obviously. So when we're recording this podcast right now, currently, it's 9:30 at night in Toronto, and currently in in Japan, it is 10:30 right now in the morning.
Yes,
is that right,
10:30,
Rio?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So early. Mm. Too early for me as a musician.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But I'm so glad you're here, so thank you so much. I'm going to do a little bit of background about you so the listeners get to know who you are, and then we're going to jump into it. So, Rio is a Japanese singer-songwriter, producer, guitar player, and a keyboard player. She was born in Tokyo, and she grew up in Saitama, and that's where she is currently, thanks to COVID. Yeehaw. Her dark, dreamy, ambient, and pop sound is influenced by many genres, including J-rock, J-pop, indie rock, indie pop, hip-hop, dream pop, and EDM, as well as many artists from Bjork to The Cure, Lady Gaga, and Warpaint. She's been in several bands before starting her solo project in 2020, and she's currently working on her first solo EP, which is impressive. There's so much going on. I love it. And so when is your EP coming out, or do you have like a plan?
I'm thinking about this September, or maybe before the end of maybe this winter.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be great. So Let's talk about your name for a little bit here, because it's stylized as R-E colon O, but it's still pronounced Rio. Mm-hmm. So can you talk to our listeners about that?
Yes. So actually, my name was R-I and Danish O. And then I asked my brother, hey, what did you think about my name? And then he told me that, it's okay, but it's really difficult to find your name, you know, Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Music. So you should change your name. And then I asked him, like, so do you have any suggestions? And he told me that maybe R, E, colon, colon?
That's right.
Okay. O, it would be better. And then, I thought it was all good. And then he told me it came from like an anime, ReZero.
ReZero, yeah.
Yes.
If the listeners know what that is, then absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. ReZero. Mm-hmm. But yeah, ReZero makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm. Yes. So, and then I changed the name. And yeah, I thought it was so cool.
Well, it is cool. I like it. It's good stylization. But your name actually truly is Rio. That is your name.
Yes. Yes. Mm. Yeah, some people think my name was fake. I was asked, like, hey, like, what's your real name? Like, Rio is your stage name, right? I was like, no, it's my perfect real name. Yeah, but
there you go.
Yeah, people told me that, your name is Rio de Janeiro. And especially Latino people like my name.
That's right. They're like, oh, Brazil, represent. And you're like, no, it's my name. It's me. It's me.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome. So your English is fantastic, by the way, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
And you do write quite a few songs in English. Mm-hmm. If you're going to YouTube or you're on Spotify as well, you have two songs that are released in English. You have a couple of covers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Loop pedal guitar covers, which are super cool. I love them.
Thank
you. Great. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you learn English?
Well, I studied in the US before, only 1 year though. But I think listening to Western music, you know, helped me learn English, I guess, fluently. Especially Arctic Monkeys, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, I had a crush on the lead singer, like Alex Turner. So
yeah.
I've always wanted to talk to him in English. So that's why if I can speak English fluently, maybe I'll be able to, you know, talk to him, you know, in person. So I think it was...
Have you been to one of their shows before?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Only,
that's awesome.
Only once, though. Yeah, it was Summer Sonic.
Oh, yeah, the festival.
Yes. Yeah, it was
nice.
So cool.
That is super cool. I love that. Yeah, I feel that very deeply because I'm a fellow artist too. Not that I'm releasing music like you are, but when I went to Japan in 2014, which seems so long ago now, I remember I was traveling around a bunch of different cities and Angela Aki was performing and doing concerts. And I, not to toot my own horn, but I'm going to. that's what this is for. So when I applied to get into music colleges all over Canada, I actually covered one of her songs on the piano and singing. I did Home, which is like her lead single off of the album, her first album, Home. So I used that song in one of my auditions, and it got me in. I've always wanted to go to a concert and be like, Angela Aki-san, without your music, I wouldn't have gotten into like music college. Thank you. Arigato. And then she would like, who? What? who's this man yelling at me? I don't get it. But yeah, so I do understand that. Learning Japanese and wanting to express your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand.
Yes. I. Yes.
Let's jump into some more questions here. So when you've been in lots of bands and now you're going into a solo career, what prompted you going solo? Why the change?
So I was in a band before and we broke up. And I was so devastated. Like I was depressed, and I thought I shouldn't have made music anymore. But I was listening to music, and then it made me think like I should make music to cheer people up. And then
especially in this time,
during COVID. So that's why I started a solo project. I think it was so difficult to make music by myself because I was jamming and with a lot of people, and we came up some ideas and started making music. And so I was like, I can't do this by myself. But I found out I can do it by myself. So yes, I started a project.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you actually produce your own stuff as well. Like you're recording right now in your own home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like a lot of artists, because of COVID or out of necessity, because they have to, like they have to record stuff in their own homes, or they have to write things and do it for themselves. So COVID wasn't necessarily why you started producing by yourself. You just were like, I can do it by myself, and I can, and then you did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really, really great. And I think that's so smart, and it's all good skills that you can use anywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And your production is so good. Like it's, if you haven't listened to, we're gonna hear your songs later on.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's just, it sounds so great, and I think it's really, really well done. So kudos to you. Good job.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, sometimes in the production it's so difficult. Like I get stuck, you know, so many times. Like, what kind of synth suit on this section or a beat? A guitar melodies, everything. So many, I have to think so many things. But when I finally made it, I was like, oh yes. It's the happiest moment.
Absolutely. It's so satisfying, right? Because it's like, it's your own project and you've done it and you've created it.
Yes.
It's so, to have the sound in your head and then being able to get that sound out without having to worry about anyone else is such a great feeling. It's your art, truly.
Yes.
Your own vision. So what do you enjoy the most when you're creating music? What's your favorite part of the process?
I think writing lyrics.
Mm.
It's really fun to make beats and the melodies and the record instruments. But writing lyrics is that I can express my feeling more.
Mm-hmm.
And
you do that in English and in Japanese, actually, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find that it's easier for you to write lyrics or express yourself in one language over another?
Actually, it's really difficult to do it. Even though it's in Japanese.
Tell me about that. Mm-hmm. How come?
I was listening to my music many times until words come up. And I try to find any words who suit to the melodies or the atmosphere of the music.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent maybe 2 or 3 weeks to write lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Because some people, I know some artists, they're like, oh, I sat down in an hour and this song just came out. It's just like, it's not entirely like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is like a labor for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking a bit earlier, before we started recording officially, about how you wake up, and there's some days where you're like, I want to record or I want to do this. And there's some days where you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about that and what that's like for you?
I just go with the flow. Yeah, I am so bad at making schedules, so...
Aren't we all? We're artists. That's what we do.
even though I was like, okay, I'm gonna record this vocals today, definitely. But I become lazy. And I know I shouldn't do it, but... So like when I get lazy, I feel like maybe I should do other things. So if I can make schedules, it'll be it'll be easier for me to like produce and make music like a lot. I gotta change it.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with your process. I mean, like, it's created some good stuff so far, so that's really good. I mean, there are absolutely, you're welcome. Absolutely, there are people that are like, okay, from 10 to 6, I'm going to write, and then from, like, 6 to 8, I'm going to record. But yeah, if that's, like, if you work best like that, though, I mean, who's anyone who can deny your art, you know? I think that's fine. And also, if you're switching gears and doing like a beat or you're doing guitar tracks or whatever, I think that's not wasted time. I think that will come in later. So honestly, any kind of work is good work.
I agree. Yeah.
Do you have any moments in your music career that have really shaped you as an artist?
When people say that they like my music.
Nice.
Yes. It makes me so happy. And then some people say that, oh, like your music cheer me up. So like it makes me think, oh, I'm glad to be an artist.
Absolutely. It's nothing better actually than that kind of a feeling. The feeling that you touched someone and you made them feel a certain way is like this, it's so satisfying. What genres or songs have you been listening to recently?
I always listen to any kind of music. Lately, I guess EDM, drum and bass.
Ooh, interesting. And that's been kind of evident in your music a bit. We're going to hear your track, Nageki no Silhouette, or Sorrow Silhouette. It's definitely got some EDM vibes in it for sure. Like, I can see the influence there. So that's interesting that's where your direction is going, and it's kind of like influenced what's happening. That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's also very dancey. It's very fun.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, like I used to make chill and ambient music, like Weep When Dark, or another song is called High and Sick. But I wanna make music with mixed with ballad music, so like EDM or like hip-hop, indie rock, indie pop, you know, any kind of music, because I thought it would be interesting.
Yeah, and it is. I love the juxtaposition or the mix between, you've got this like really dancey, you got this great groove that's happening underneath, but then you have these like wonderful lyrics that are really heartfelt. Along with like a very chill undertone with your guitar and the wall of sound. I think all that stuff together creates a really interesting texture, which is excellent.
Oh.
It's so cool.
I'm glad to hear that.
Of course, absolutely. It's so good. Also, it helps propel the music forward, and it makes you want to dance, and it makes you want to think, and I just love that. Who are some of your major influences? I know up on top we talked a bit about like Bjork, who's fabulous and we love her, and The Cure, but are there other, and Arctic Monkeys really inspired you. Are there any other artists or bands that really like shaped you as a musician?
I think Grimes and Radiohead.
Radiohead, yep.
The Neighborhood, The XX.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And that's interesting, actually. They're all Western artists, which is kind of fascinating. Are there any like Japanese artists that really spoke to you at all, ever? No pressure. Putting out your countrymen on the spot, just being like, who speaks to you?
I think Japanese artists are Rel. Rel? I think she's so cool. And I usually listen to Western music. Sometimes I listen to like Rel, Utada Hikaru.
I was gonna say actually, your I think it's in Nageki no Silhouette, when you have the breakdown in the middle with the, or after the after your second chorus when you go into the bridge in the second half of the song mm-hmm. with a lot of the echoing vocals. Mm-hmm. Very late Utada Hikaru vibes for sure.
Oh.
And like the and the melody delivery is like very weird and very Utada. I was like, oh, I can see that. That's mm-hmm. it's great. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's so cool.
Oh, good to hear that. Yeah. Well, yeah, like, oh, Yoasobi. Mm. Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about it. Mm-hmm. If there's not a lot. Oh, there is, obviously. We featured some on our show in our top 10 episodes. Please listen to our top 10 episodes. But a lot of like the mainstream J-pop stuff that comes out, it doesn't sound like a lot of the Western stuff that you're referencing, like the Arctic Monkeys or the XX. Mm-hmm. Like that's still very underground in Japan, it seems. It's still very much like its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's just indie rock or it's just J-rock, and that's kind of where it is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really seem like it's mainstream all the time, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. I hope like more Japanese people listen to Western music. I mean, of course, like you know, Japanese music is so good too. Like especially some songs has so many chords. Like a key change, like a bass key is E, but chorus key is like a G or like an AF or that, you know, different chorus. So it's, I think Japanese style songwriting is interesting.
It is. Mm-hmm. And actually that's fascinating because that doesn't happen a lot in Western world music. Mm-hmm. Like we don't, the musical term for our listeners, in case you're wondering, it's called modulation. So, in English. So what happens is you start in one key, like E major or Mi, if you're in the Eastern world. Shout out to my Eastern listeners. And then you go into like Fa major instead or F major. So there's a change there, which is like an emotional thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely creates like a heightened sense of the stakes are higher and the feeling is more vivid when you change into a different key completely than what you're in. Because most songs are usually just in one key, that's it. So it's really cool. A famous song that does modulation a lot is nothing to do with rock, but Beyonce's Love on Top. At the very, very end, she modulates into like five different keys. She repeats the same chorus five times, but she goes up higher and higher each time. So if you're looking for like an example of that in the popular world, that would be one to check out. So yeah, that's interesting though, they're doing that in Japan because we don't do that much here. Like we do that in like musical theater, but in the actual pop world in the West, it doesn't happen often.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fascinating.
Yes. When I tried to cover Japanese songs, and I was so surprised, like, why do they have so many, like, you know, 13 chords or, like, you know, A chords and then, like, a D7, I don't know, like a difficult chords, you know?
Oh, to play on guitar? Absolutely, yes. They're so awkward sometimes. You're like, my hand is breaking.
Yes, yeah. And also, my hands are so small, so it's very difficult for me to play some chords. I can't remember what chords.
trying to learn guitar, and you're like the beat, like in anime, a lot. This comes up a lot in music animes, but everyone's like the dreaded B minor chord or the B major chord is like a nightmare for guitarists. You have to bar and do that, or F major is like another one, and they're like, I got it, I'm a good guitarist, I got F major. Yeah, totally.
Yes.
You actually do a lot of interesting things with the guitar. You do a lot of looping.
Mm-hmm.
And with some of your covers that you've done, like Rihanna's Umbrella and Sia's Cheap Thrills, the guitar and the looping features really heavily. Is that like the first instrument that you picked up when you were like learning music?
You know, I used to sing a lot. Yeah, I didn't expect to play the guitar.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was so cool. So when I was a kid, I liked singing. And then I went to piano school, so I had been playing it maybe for a long time, I guess.
As most people do,
Even though I'm not that good, I gave up on playing piano because it was so hard. Yeah. Mm. After the few years, I started getting into rock music, J-rock music.
Mm.
And it made me want to play the guitar. And then,
And that started you on your path a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm.
Yeah, that's fine. That's great. I love that. And then you continued to play, like when you were in bands and stuff, were you doing guitar and vocals or were you mostly doing the vocal stuff?
I play the guitar and keyboard and vocals.
Ah, come on, multi-instrumentalist. Good for you. Yeah. Yay. Yes, represent. Yeah, that's funny though. Don't you find that like once you've done one instrument and you've kind of gotten it to a good level, you can kind of pick up a whole bunch of other ones? Mm. Like, I found that for me that happened a lot. Like, piano was my first love, but after piano, I was like, okay, guitar, okay, vocals, okay, saxophones, okay, whatever. And it all kind of just falls into place. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny how that is.
Of course, I don't play at the same time.
Could you imagine?
I wish I could, I don't have the power. supernatural power. So, but sometimes I wanted to play electro music, so I focus on, you know, playing synth and, you know, sang. And sometimes, we wanted to play indie rock, so I focus on the playing guitar and the vocals, you know, something like that.
Ah, I see. So you're really covering whatever needs to be played is like your thing. Mm-hmm. You're like the you're the girl that like does it all, essentially.
Yes, I think I was the one who was the busiest person, I guess.
I don't doubt it for sure. If you had to name one of your favorite albums that you could listen to on repeat, what would it be?
I think
it's hard to pick just one,
yeah,
right?
So difficult. Disintegration by The Cure.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Why that album? What speaks to you about that album?
It's so dreamy. Mm. While listening to the album, like I can go to the different world. In my mind.
Yeah. Totally, it's not cheesy at all. I get it, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Robert Plant is just like, his voice, so good.
Yeah.
So dreamy.
His voice is so cool. And like, the album is so perfect for me. So, like, the atmosphere, it's so satisfying. It's dreamy, but dark. So, yeah, I really like it.
Me too. I do enjoy the darkness imprisoning me, all that I see. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Yes.
So let's jump into one of your songs. So our first song that we're going to jump into is Nagahino Silhouette, or Sorrow's Silhouette. Ryo, before we play the track, do you want to maybe explain a little bit about your song?
You know, I saw many people who hide their true colors by Photoshop or like out of makeup on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was like why do they do it, you know? Like, they are so beautiful in their own beauty, you know, like they have, you know, I mean, they have their own beauty, and so why do they cover, you know, with like something fake? So it made me it made me wanna write the music, like how do they feel, how do they feel about like hiding their
like their insecurities.
Yes. So, yes, so that's why, you know, I wrote this music.
Interesting, there you go. So, please enjoy Nagaki no Silhouette. Japan Top 10!
Take 終わりな危険性 座りで染め上げてゆく。さあ刹那の快楽を欲するあまり I lost myself もう戻れないよ。作られた幻想にのめり込んだ僕らに幸福なんて分かりやしない。
As a solo artist, you, and we're in lockdown currently still, so there haven't really been any opportunities to perform live yet, right? As a solo artist for you. Mm-hmm. When you do release your EP, do you want to go, how do you want to go around promoting it? Like, do you want to do like little clubs? Like, what's your plan? What do you think?
I'm thinking about stream performing.
Oh yeah, you have a Twitch, right?
Yeah, Twitch, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, go check her out on Twitch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but I think I need to find a back band at first.
Yeah.
Because I can't play, you know, all the instruments at the same time. Like,
well, you can. I mean, you've done it before. Come on, Rio, get into it. No, I get it, though. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a lot. But you do looping and stuff a lot, but you obviously can't loop that kind of the stuff that you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. So
yes. Yeah. Yeah, maybe like I can perform with a looping.
That's so cool. I love that. It's great. I'm sure you're going to have a great success. And hopefully when this is all over, fingers crossed, you'll be able to go and do some of that. I think like I really do miss live concerts and stuff. And streaming is a great way for us to get our music out. Mm. But it absolutely is not the same as being like in the same space as the artist.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, like you can feel the passion or like energy.
That's integral. It's so important.
Yes.
Sorry, I stepped on your words.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I hope, you know, I can like perform like sometime soon, maybe after I release my first EP. Hopefully.
Yes. Hopefully then in 2022, because it's 2021, so you're releasing. Mm-hmm. So yes, so club promoters, book her, please, 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 please. Or come over to the States and do some stuff. That'd be cool, too. Mm-hmm. Be like a world tour for your first EP.
Yes. That's my dream.
The dream. Yeah. So how are you coping with the changes that COVID has brought in 2021?
No, so lately I became a hikikomori kind.
for those that don't know, hikikomori is a shut-in, but also you're being safe, Ryo. I think you're okay. It's okay to be a hikikomori. I think you're fine.
Yes. So I think I spend most of my time at house, yeah, because of COVID. Mm. So sometimes I tend to be like feel sad or bad. I think because we kind of easily like go out or hang out. But I try to be motivated by listening to music, making music. Something.
Yeah. No, I get it for sure. Like, I think making art, especially in this time when we're all stuck inside and you're able to do your own stuff, like by yourself, I think that's a really great way to express yourself and kind of relieve some of the stress and anxiety that you're feeling. And you're writing about that kind of stuff too with your songs. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really, really great. It's a great stress relief. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Yeah. And it's so universal too, because everyone's like, and not just talking about COVID. I mean, yes, the world experiencing COVID, but the stuff that you're writing about, like with Nagihi no Silhouette, with like the insecurities, or with our next song with We Went Dark, and all those feelings that you're expressing there, it's so universal. I think that's so important that you're writing about that. Mm-hmm. So it's good.
Yes. Mm. Like some people told me that my song like shows up like I can write music about like love or I don't know, like I prefer writing dark inside of people, like
how to explain. Yeah, I get that. Makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. It's more interesting subject. I mean, we don't hear about that quite so much. Like, yeah, everyone writes about love or everyone writes about a relationship. So what draws you actually to writing about the dark stuff? Why that subject matter?
Because I'm dark. Ah! I think yeah, like I'm kidding. I think I was not good. I mean, still I'm not the good at communicating with the people, and then sometimes I had bad relationships with people. That's why, you know, my dark memories maybe makes me wanna write on a dark kind of such kind of music.
Makes sense, because it's kind of therapeutic, right? It feels good to write about those kinds of stuff and explore those kinds of feelings. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of the why? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Mm. I think that's good. If it's cathartic for you, that's so... And it resonates with people, right? Mm-hmm. You know? So that's great. I mean, yeah. I mean, not saying, I mean, bad relationships, not so good, but the art that's come out of it, I understand. Yay. sorry.
No, it's okay.
Have you found any new talents or hobbies because of being a hikikomori?
That's a good question. I think walking.
Ah, yeah, totally.
Take a walk. And maybe sleeping longer.
Ah, yes. Oh my gosh. I hear you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. It's so nice to sleep in and working from home and then just waking up 5 minutes before you're supposed to work.
Yes.
And then you open the computer and you're like, I'm ready. It's me.
Yes.
I love that. It's so, it's good. It's, that's one good thing.
I really love
no
it.
No travel time.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. I have another job, and then I always I always commute.
Mm.
By like a train, and it took so long, like 1 hour.
Wow,
yeah, and,
really?
Yeah, and also in a crowded, you know, like a train was so packed. I used to be so stressed out, you know, when I went to work from home. Right now, I'm so happy, you know, because I don't need, I don't need, you know, go like I don't need to take a train. So
yeah, actually now I'm thinking about it, even well way before COVID and stuff, like that's just kind of how trains were in Japan. Everyone just gets shoved on and you go, you know. So it's gonna be very interesting now to see what happens in the future. Have restrictions actually lifted slightly in Saitama? Like the like you are able to go out or like go to restaurants, like what's it like right now for you?
Yes, like we are able to go, like, you know, to restaurants, but like they're closed like 8 or 9 PM, I guess.
Early.
Yeah,
for us, our restaurants, our patios are open, so you can eat outdoors, but you can't eat inside, but you can take food to go and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're not quite at the same level yet, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the most strict. Yeah, I think. Like, we are kind of in... I think we are kind of in the lockdown, but not the strict, I guess.
Yeah, we're down there for sure. Is Saitama actually a pretty big city? Like, where is it in relation to Tokyo? Which sounds kind of horrible to say. I'm so sorry. Like, where is it? Like, no.
Before I say this, like, I apologize to people who live in Saitama too, but, you know, I would say, you know, Saitama is kind of like a Gotham city. I mean, we have like malls, like a huge malls.
So it's just like a suburb. It's like where people live and they commute to other places, that kind of a thing.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, there's nothing.
Cool.
Seriously.
Small town. It's all good.
but it's easier to live, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good place to write your music, right? It's pretty good. No disrespect to the people of Saitama, I'm so sorry. but it's all good. But hey, some people like that, you know? So the hustle and bustle of like Tokyo isn't for everyone, and that's cool. What are your plans for the future with your music? What would you like to do?
I want to release EP and album. Yeah, after that, if there's still COVID, it may be difficult, but I want to go on a tour worldwide.
Yay! Please come to Toronto.
I want to. Yes. Yeah. I hope that happens, you know, in the next couple of years. Maybe, you know, 3 years. Someday soon.
That's a good goal. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Yes. Fingers crossed. Do you have like an ultimate dream or an ultimate goal for your music career? Like, if they're... Some people say, like, once I release an album and it sells, like, 1 million copies, then, like, I've accomplished a goal. Or, like, once I win an award, a music award, like the Gold Disc Award, for example. Or, like, I guess in America, they have the Grammys. Canada, we have the Junos. Like, once I win an award like that, then, like, you know, I've made it. Or do you have any kinds of dreams like that? Like, a special goal?
I hope I can win Grammys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge dream.
Like, what about, like, do you ever want to play like the Bukudan and stuff? Is that like a thing?
Budokan. Yes, like I hope I can play like a huge venues. Yeah, like and if possible, I want to perform at Coachella Festival. That's my dream place.
Interesting. Cool. How come? Why is that like a dream? What speaks to you about the culture festival?
I've never been there before, but so many big artists, you know, perform there, like Beyonce.
Oh, Coachella, right? Coachella. Sorry, I was like, culture festival? I'm like, high school? Like a high school culture fest? Go to the auditorium, be like, it's me. Coachella, yes. Of course. I'm so... that's true, because they also have Coachella's the big one, I guess. Art Basel in like Miami is also one, but that's not really a music thing, it's just like an art thing. But yeah, Coachella's the big one, or Burning Man, I guess, is also like where they have lots of festival stuff, but that's more experimental. But yeah, Coachella's huge.
Yes,
that's interesting that you want to like go to the States and do it. Do you really want to, not that I want to alienate your fans in Japan, but like, why the big focus on the Western world? How come?
I want to be big in the world, but
of course.
Like most of my friends are from other countries, and I realized that my music like attract like a Western people, not Japanese. Mm. I don't know why.
Well, it's probably because it's so dark and dreamy.
Maybe.
well, also like, the English writing too, right? I mean, well, even in Japanese, like I know a lot of like your that single "Nagihi no Silhouette" is really like people really like it. The Western audiences really like that one too. Mm-hmm. Probably because it has quite a lot of Western influences, I would think.
Mm.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I don't think my music I released so far wasn't, you know, influenced with like Japanese music, like in like a J-pop or J-rock. I mean, I listen to it, but you know, like most of my influence is like indie rock and indie pop, hip hop or something like that. So maybe that's because of it. So that's why I focus. Yeah, so that's why I focus on like letting people from other countries to listen to my music.
Also, kind of the world we live in, I mean, we have the internet now, right? And music is so global, like Spotify, anyone could find you from anywhere, you know? So that's like a huge thing too. I think it's super cool. Because if you were in like the 90s trying to release music, like it would have to be a very, you know, you'd have to sign with the record label, like, well, maybe not AVEX Trax, but like Pony Canyon or like Sony or whatever, you know what I mean? Like a big label. But now you could do it and then, you know, release your album. It's a CD. It's physical. You go and go on music station or CDTV or whatever and you do it. But the same avenues aren't really like around anymore. I guess like there's still things, but it's interesting that you can actually kind of go around it.
I think it became like so easier to release new music, I guess. Because, you know, you can upload, you know, on YouTube, you upload music on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Music by yourself. You know, you don't need a, you know, music label. And then you can record at home, like me.
Yeah, just roll out of bed and there you are. If you could leave one message for your fans and our listeners, what would it be?
I was thinking about like love and peace, but no, forget it. Like a thank you, like thank you for listening to my music and supporting me, and it means a lot. And I hope, you know, I hope, you know, like I hope to release more music so you can enjoy it. So yeah, keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. I will be crossing my fingers over here across the pond for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking actually now, you're on YouTube.
Yes.
The videos that you have posted, they're just the album art, right? So if you wanted to, would you want to go and make a music video and shoot like a promotional video for that kind of stuff? And if you could, what song would it be?
I say, so I'm thinking about releasing a new music next month, April.
Ooh, soon. Yeah. Get into it, everyone. Watch the space. Watch Rio.
So maybe I hope I can make a music video for the song.
Interesting. Do you have like, can you give us a little sneak peek about what the song is about?
Yes. It's about, so I hope you guys don't think I'm the lazy person, but I don't want to work, so that's why I wrote this song.
Very relatable content. Absolutely.
Yeah, so in Japan, some people work overtime, you know, and until the last train, some people, you know, commit the suicide because of, you know, they are so stressed out from work. It made me wanna, you know, write music. Write this song.
Interesting. And that's, yeah, it's very ingrained into the Japanese culture, that idea, because it really is about, there's an expression in English, which is, you can live to work, or you can work to live.
Yes.
And it feels like in the Japanese culture. Maybe that's shifting now because of COVID. I'm not sure, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's very much a you live to work. Like, working is what you do, and that's kind of it. And you're there all the time, especially if you're a salary
yes.
man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Do you feel like that's still happening now, or do you think that's changing because of COVID?
I think it might be better, but I think some companies, you know, still have the issue.
Yeah, it's hard to affect change, I think, especially when it's so big. And that's like a huge thing, mm. is working overtime and, like, you know, being there every single mm-hmm. you know hour of the mm-hmm. day. There's no work-life balance, it seems.
Yes, you know, like some people, like, they can sleep only for like 4 or 5 hours.
Mm.
And then except that they work like 12 hours.
Wow.
5 hours, maybe. They work like from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. So maybe.
That's so many. It's like, I'm like, I wasn't good at math either. So, like, Ryo-chan and I are going to count. We're like, okay, 7, 8, 9. Okay, it's, well, 7 to 7 is 12. Mm-hmm. So 13, 14, 15, right. 16 hour?
Maybe 16.
Yeah, 7 mm-hmm. to. That's yeah. right. Yeah.
And then also, like, they work on weekends too. So I was like, yeah, how can they do that? Yeah, my workplace is not that bad, but yes, but you know, some people suffer from the, you know, situation. So that's why, you know, I wanted to, you know, make this music. Yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So definitely check out that single when it comes mm-hmm. out next month.
Yes, next month. Yes.
Yay! So exciting. Mm-hmm. Before we jump into our last song. Where can people find you?
YouTube, Spotify, mm-hmm. Apple Music, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Like, I'm in so
everywhere.
Many. Yeah, everywhere. Yeah, I'm everywhere. So, yeah, you can please find me.
Yes, and we're going to link to you too. Don't worry, we'll have links up. So we can definitely link you in for sure.
That's great.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. People need to know. People need to hear about it. So, let's move into our last song. So, we have We Went Dark, which is an English, fully English song. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about what it's about?
Okay, so this song is about my friend's, like, experience. He liked the girl, but, like, they were kind of broken.
Mm.
Like, I think they were in a... like a toxic relationship, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep, toxic relationship, mm-hmm. yeah.
So I tried, you know, write about, like, how people feel about, you know, in such a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So you're really writing from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that story.
Yes.
That's kind of mm-hmm. like, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
All right, so please enjoy Ryo with We Went Dark.
Japan Top 10. I see you crying through the cracked screen. I hear your pain.
Things we felt are same.
everyone, please go check out Rio. Go find her on iTunes, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify. Did I get them all? There's so many.
Everywhere.
But yeah, please absolutely find her everywhere. Rio, thank you so much for being on our show, and thank you for sharing your music with us. It was a really great time.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Me too. Absolutely. And everyone, we hope you enjoy it too. Oh, that was such a great interview. I really enjoyed talking with Rio. And I hope everyone learned some stuff. And I hope it actually inspires a lot of people. Even though we're in a pandemic, like I said, and even though you may not be a musician, I do hope that everyone kind of gets an opportunity to create some kind of art, whether it's visual art or drawing stuff or recording things, whatever it is.
Write a book.
If it helps. Yeah. Absolutely. Whatever helps to keep you sane, I think that's really important to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rio's not doing this just because of the pandemic. She's doing it because it's what she wants to do with her life, which is fantastic. But for all the listeners out there, always express yourself. It's so helpful, especially in these times.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. Mm.
So if you enjoyed this episode, you might want to consider being a Patreon donor at jtop10.jp/club. It starts at $1 a month and it helps support our podcast. And most importantly, you can get this episode and all of our other episodes ad and announcement free. We hope you enjoyed this indie artist interview episode of Japan Top 10. Please tune in for our next episode titled Stop the Anti-Asian Hate, with the hashtag #StopAsianHate being used globally to show support and solidarity with the Asian community. Japan Top 10 discusses the impact and repercussions of anti-Asian hate and asks what needs to be done to fight for change. We hope you'll join us again. Thank you. So that's it for our episode. I'm Edward.
And I'm Dean.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time on Japan Top 10. Wait a minute. I don't think you guys want to hear me sing that. I mean, I'm a musician, but let's... We'll see you next time.
On Japan Top 10.
Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10. The number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.